Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 170 power plant units that burn coal are scheduled to shut down in communities across the US by 2030. That's because coal is increasingly being replaced by gas and renewable energy sources. During the first year of the pandemic, the Conesville coal-fired power plant in Coshocton in eastern Ohio closed and was later demolished. It was a backbone of that town. Allegheny Front's Julie Grant tells us about a recent memorial held in the community to honor their loss.
Eric Skelly and his granddaughter are sitting at a cafe table in an open courtyard in downtown Coshocton, Ohio. He's greeting friends he hasn't seen since 2020, when the Conesville plant closed down. Calling Hours, a theater production about the coal plant, is getting ready to start. Skelly worked there for 42 years.
I graduated high school, didn't think college was for me. There was opportunities at a couple of facilities here, and I chose to go to the power plant because I thought it was most interesting.
So he started working at the plant where they burned coal to make electricity.
Fired boilers, made steam, turned turbines, made electricity. I mean, that's all I ever did, you know, for my whole life.
Skelly turns his attention up to the performance, a lone speaker standing on the open wooden stairway in the spotlight.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming this evening for the Calling Hours of AEP Conesville.
Calling Hours, like when people show up at a wake for a person who's died. And actually, this performance was written as a series of eulogies from different people who cared about the plant, the community, the schools. One, read by local actor Denny Blandford, was taken from interviews of plant supervisors, including Skelly.
I started on the floor and I worked my way up into management. No matter what I was doing, there wasn't a day when I walked into the heat and noise that it didn't feel right. At our peak, we put out 2,000 megawatts. That's electricity for 2 million homes. That's a lot of lights.
It was kind of a theatrical documentary and was initiated by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University. Jeffrey Jacquette, OSU Associate Professor of Rural Sociology, says the plant closure was coming for years, but also happened suddenly when COVID hit.
Well, there was no formal goodbyes. Everyone was sort of on lockdown, and then the plant just sort of stopped operating. There was no send-off.
Researchers interviewed some 50 people, miners, power plant workers, and residents about the loss of coal and the energy transition in Coshocton and elsewhere. During that process, they met Ann Cornell, artistic director at the Pomerene Center for the Arts in Coshocton. Using the words, ideas, and feelings expressed by people in their interviews, Cornell wrote Calling Hours, and along with OSU's Department of Theater, Film, and Media Arts, set up this performance.
It's giving a voice to the people that these were their lives, you know, and that way of life is gone. Like environmentally, we need to be changing, obviously. It's just a very hard transition.
During the performance, actor Russ Fairman played an older resident and spoke directly to the plant.
You were huge. And at the end of the day, you were the life and the blood of the community, or a big piece of it.
And the plant's smokestacks meant home to many people.
You could be up to 30 or 40 miles away at certain points when you saw those stacks. And even my three-year-old great-grandson, when he'd see your stacks, he's like, oh, that's home.
There was much gratitude expressed for the good-paying jobs that helped create a stable blue-collar economy here for many years, and for the money invested in schools and the community. But it was deeper than that for some who worked at the plant. It was their whole lives, as conveyed in the eulogy by a union worker played by Ernie Galajda.
Brotherhood was a big part of it. I think it's been the hardest thing for me to transition from. We're all friends, close-knit. We hung together. We raised our kids together. We went to ball games together, spent Christmases together. You know, we did everything.
In late 2021, much of the plant structure was demolished to make way for a new industrial park. But the meaning of the place carries on for many people, as portrayed by actor Scott Thompson.
If something's going to happen good out of this, provided people want to see good out of it, I suggest that we have something where we can go and talk, even if it's just a few guys. I think for a lot of us, that would go a long way towards helping us move forward.
For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.